Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo, the track temperature's getting hot in here. That means my Dodge Viper chair, the both sides of it there are about 110 degrees. Oh, yeah. Warming up the track, why not? Silver microphone is now at about 102. Isn't that funny how they put a temperature on a microphone? That way you know how much hot air is hitting it. Hey, welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host, for live from Boise, Idaho. I've been here many years and plan to stay. And I hope you enjoy where you are sitting and enjoying your favorite chair, your couch, your car, your truck, wherever you might be sitting to join in. Appreciate it. And it's all part of our Auto World family. You are part of our family, folks. Each and every one of you are what makes this show happen. You're the fuel that makes the car go. And the Auto World car is doing quite well, and thank you for that. Coast to coast we are, and I tell you here this hour, we always want to hear from you through email, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The phone number is 855-660-4261. That has not changed since 1992. So we're very proud to say that. Today here on Auto World, oh yeah, the Auto World little car fact. We haven't done that segment for quite some time. And what that means is today on the Auto World little car fact, a vehicle that has a circular radiator. A circular. That, to me, means it's basically like a circle. Today's radiators are flat and leaking. I hope yours aren't leaking. Oh, also, I'm going to share with you some more land yachts. Hopefully, you've got an opportunity to head over to our Facebook page to look at a few land yachts we put up there. Beautiful cars. I'm sorry. They're just beautiful. In my opinion, you've got fins, you've got style, you've got chrome, you've got... They're just... Everything about them sticks out. They're just not a regular-looking egg going down the road. Okay, so there's some good-looking eggs out there, too. So, anyway, we're going to be having fun with that. And also, you got to be careful, my friends, when you're picking pumpkins on this season. Wait till you hear the story about this pumpkin patch in not a very good way. We have trivia coming your way. And, of course, email. Yes. Stump the Chump. We're going to go into the email bag, and we're going to take your emails fresh, and also I'm going to go into the email bag. I do this every hour purposely because, again, all the emails in that email bag that Eddie, the engine emailer, is sitting in the studio with me, to the left of me. Hey, Eddie. He doesn't say anything. You'll never know his voice. Anyway, that's okay. We're going to dig in, and we're going to, you know, find out. They're all new to me, so that means I have no clue what you emailed me. So some of those I dig in, and I cannot read them. Anyway, but yes, so I salute my friends. I salute you every hour because of you we're here. First off, let's go to New Jersey. And when I say New Jersey, well, New Jersey said no way. They passed a bill banning the in-car subscriptions. Now, what is this in-car subscriptions? I've talked about it a little bit here on Auto World, and I started it with the BMW from way back when. BMW, you like air conditioning? You like heated seats? Do you like air-conditioned seats? Do you like radio? Do you like CD? Do you like these DVD players in your vehicles? Yes, you do. So, with that said, let's get to what New Jersey said. Well, New Jersey, the increasing of the software in our new cars are Bluetooth. They are all electronically controlled through what? The cloud above us. Yes, big fancy words. Well, the automakers, they've decided to put the features in your automobile, the new cars, but they're not going to give you those features unless you buy a subscription. That's right. You have to buy a subscription. Every subscription, every single month, you have to, you know, take and give them money. $8.95 a month, $4.95 a month. Each and everything in your car has got a price on it. So if you want to have it unlock some of those features using over-the-air updates, thus enabling your features. Prime example of this is driver assist features. Already I've actually seen it on Cadillac. Cadillac introduced a monthly subscription for Super Cruise, which is required after a free trial period, of course. Yep. And some markets, automakers have some. They have even started offering features like heated seats or automatic headlights on a subscription basis. And that means there's a lot of features. You know, you think about that. Let's go back into the land yachts. You know, I mean, there was no seat belts even. Electric mirrors, and then they put heat to the electric mirrors on the outside of your car. Oh, you don't get those anymore unless you buy a subscription. So you start adding up all of your subscribed little apps and features you have on your car, yeah, like Cadillac with the Super Cruise. If you do not send them money per month, they cannot turn that on. It's all electronically controlled. It's a delivery content, just no different than your Netflix or your cable television. Yes, you have the satellite on your house, let's say, to get that TV and maybe XM radio, satellite radio in your car, etc., through an antenna, through a satellite in the sky, but anyway, let's get right back to, you know, New Jersey says no. No. They say no to they're going to ban car subscriptions in the New Jersey area. So, yay, that means that all of you folks buying these cars, the car manufacturer will be turning all of those creature features on in your car. So you'll have heated seats, power heated mirrors. You'll actually have, things like air conditioning and heater. Things are changing. So, again, be careful on maybe what kind of car or brand that you're going to pick, because you think you've got all these creature features and you buy it and you drive it off a lot and you don't have anything except power steering. Oh, did I happen to say that power steering is now electric assist? It has been electric assist for quite some time. Wouldn't that be horrible? If you drive it off a lot when you test drove it, you had power steering, but when you brought it home off the dealer's lot, it's manual steering because, whoops, we didn't buy the power assist subscription. Wow, things are changing fast. Yeah, so sit back, relax, not right now, but after the show, I want you to go sit back and relax in your own automobile, take a piece of paper and pencil, pen, whatever, however you'd like to write, and sit down and think about that. And look at all of the creature features you have. Write them down. Because I know there's somebody like Cadillac are known. They are known for not, you know, your grandfather's Cadillac anymore. There's a lot of creature features in there. Write a list, big long list. And then that way all I'm asking you to do this for is because I know they're all working right now and you've got a couple, 2-3-year-old car and they're all working and you don't have to buy a subscription every single month. But still, it kind of reminds you of how nice your automobile is, and that's why you're paying the monthly, loan fee on it and your high insurance price and all, et cetera, because of all those creature features. The biggest thing that I want to highlight and salute to all the creature features is the safety side of it. The airbags, there's so much safety, the anti-lock brakes. Why are these vehicles so much? Because the first thing that they do is they don't deal with the heated seats. Folks, they deal with the safety. Like I said, I've been on test tracks and they purposely said, try to roll it, Mr. Evans. So there's a lot of engineering behind the safety, the steering, the brakes, so it does not roll over on you. So you're safe. Then, after they get that all figured out, then they go to, you know what? Oh yeah, the creature features. When we come back, we're going into the email bag. Another land yacht coming your way. Oh, yeah, the longest CUV, SUV, and sedans are coming your way right here on Auto World. Thanks for joining me. Who's gonna tell you when?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A little higher.
those Bling Continentals, those old ones, you know, those airbags did go kaboom. You were a lowrider in those Lincoln Continentals. Absolutely. Well, let's get to that email bag here on Auto World. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the bag, please. Hey, don't throw it at me. Oh, yeah, he knows how to make it lively in here in the studio, in the Greasy Garage studio, that is. We've got, now the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and please share your thoughts, good, bad, or otherwise, what's happening in your auto world. Absolutely. And I do want to say that, thank you. If you've got any questions on how to find me and or the Auto World show, you know, email me, and I will. There's many, many, very, very honored and proud to say this. GCNlive.com, of course, you'll see me sitting there behind the silver microphone. And also, you can Google me, Auto World Mark Evans. Please do. That's how you get to the podcast and some other menus about me and all, et cetera. But, yeah, absolutely, I want to help you throughout the week. Until we get to next week and the next show, every weekend, my friends, and every hour is different. Information is new and fresh. That's what it's all about. That's why you're tuning in. And I hope that I can, and the crew here can help you get through the times of your auto world, good or bad. We'll help you get through them. That's why we're here. We're your friend in the auto world business. This email I can read. Let's go for it here. Hi, Mark. Cold weather around the corner from us here in Aurora, Illinois. Wondering if I could get your help on winterizing our motorhome. Wife and I decided not to take off this winter. Do you think I can do it myself? Thanks, Mark. Harold, listening on WRMN in Aurora, Illinois. Awesome. Hey, good to have you along, Harold, and everyone there in Aurora. And let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate family here. Oh yeah, I love that shout out horn. WRMN, that's WRMN, AM 1410, Elgin, Wheaton, Arlington Heights, Aurora, Illinois, and everyone in between, thank you. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Harold, thank you for bringing us into Illinois. I was born in Peoria, Illinois, and yeah, absolutely, appreciate it. Harold, that's, man, I need to fly into Aurora and use your motorhome if you're not going to use it. Keys in it? I don't need keys, I know how to hotwire. That's how easy that is. And then you won't have to winterize it, Harold. Yes, I have a place to park it, but I've got to drive it from Illinois all the way back to Boise. I'll do it. Fill the tank up for me, Harold, and we'll get this bad boy into Boise so wife and I can use it. No. Hey, Harold, yeah, it's easier than you think. Yes, you can do it yourself. There's a lot of things to winterize, of course, in a motorhome. You're talking a whole entire house. But let's talk about the RV Pink Antifreeze. That's our first friend in this. Go grab a couple gallons of it, and you want to pour a little bit of that down every drain in the kitchen and the baths you have, in the shower drain, anywhere that there's a drain because you have an S-trap under there. And that pink RV antifreeze needs to get in the S-trap so it doesn't freeze that pipe. And also, now you have all the water lines, they're plastic, you know, throughout, T's and straights and all that are plastic. What? There's a couple ways of doing it. And one thing that I have a special tool that I made. What I do, I have a big compressor. You know how you blow out your sprinkler lines at your house with air? Do the same thing on your motorhome where the garden hose goes in the back when you're parked at the RV spot. You hook your sewer line up, you hook the power up, and you hook the hose up. Well, at that hose area, Harold, what I do is I take this tool that I can inject air into the system, and I blow out all the lines. I open all the faucets, please do, and then flush the toilet and keep flushing it, and you have all the lines open, and the air at a very low rate, pounds per square inch, 10, 15 pounds, to get through there to blow all the water out. So now there's zero water in there for it to lock up and freeze and turn into ice. So you can do it that way. Pour RV. Now, it does not blow out the drains. You don't want to do that. But what I like to do is do the pink lemonade, I call it, the pink RV antifreeze coolant. If you have a sewer area dump where you have the sewer, because you got to have your gray and your black tank, you know, of course, drained also. I do like to pour that down the toilet, you know, the RV pink, and then have the sewer hooked up to the drain, sewer drop, you know, RV sewer drop, and then make sure that the RV antifreeze comes out of there, and then you're good there. You're actually lubricating and, of course, making sure that the bottom of the RV gray and black tanks they don't have any, you know, sewage and waste and water in there, so they won't crack either on you. But you can blow out the lines. And then another thing you can do is you could literally not blow if you don't have an air compressor and that and this tool. You can buy that tool, but to blow air into there and inject air into all the cooling, the water lines, etc. You can actually just turn your water pump on, turn all the faucets on, and pour. You have to have a funnel, but you're going to have a funnel to pour RV antifreeze into that air, that hose inlet there in the back of the coach, and then just turn the water pump on, and that lubricates and gets through the water pump and goes all the way through all the plastic lines and all that, and they won't lock up and freeze up and turn into ice because it's RV antifreeze. Now, the thing, well, I never do drink the water out of those lines, by the way, but you do might use that for cooking. So when you do winterize it and you're done there like that, you got to make sure that when you do hook a garden hose up to it next spring, Harold, that you run that water through there for a long, long period of time before, you know, you have clean, clear water. And then what I do, if you're going to do the RV pump and put, you know, the pink RV in there, you've got to go down and buy some spa strips, and you got to make sure that is, you know, not RV pink antifreeze in that cooling, that water system. You can just dip that in like your spa and find out if it's good, clean. And it is. You can do that. I know a lot of RV places do it that way. I prefer the blowout myself. And or Harrod too. You can, they're in Aurora, Illinois. You just go down and pay to have the RV folks winterize it. And when I say winterize too, I want you to winterize and spray the battery cleaner on the marine deep cycle batteries you have to run the RV coach. On all those batteries, you might probably have four. They might be 6 volts, 4 6-volts. And also the 12-volt that runs the, I don't know if you've got gas or diesel, but spray on some of the battery terminals, the cleaners. It's a stop corrosion stuff that, oh my gosh, there's a lot of, DECA is the brand. DEKA. DECA. That is the brand that you want to look for, Harold. And I recommend this for all of you folks, even on your cars. Even though if you, you know, you're not winterizing your cars, but spray this DECA battery cleaner, and then a sealant is put that on your post, Harold, and everybody, and that'll keep you from ever having any corrosion. And of course, those little round velvet washers. Thanks, Harold. Hey, send me back an email address there in Aurora, and we'll get you a great little gift package sent out. Thanks, Harold. It's the way to do it. We're going to take a little short break. We're going to come right back. Parents, listen up.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Democratic voters who had doubts about whether the 79-year-old should run for re-election, while also saying in an interview that he could drop dead tomorrow. Ukraine branded the Russian state-controlled RT media outlet as an insider of genocide on Sunday after a presenter said Ukrainian children who saw Russians as occupiers under the Soviet Union should have been drowned. In a show broadcast last week, RT presenter Anton Krasovsky said children who criticized Russia should have been thrown straight into a river with a strong current. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in a phone call on Sunday that he rejected any pretext for Russian escalation in Ukraine, the Pentagon said. Shoigu told his French, Turkish, and British counterparts of Moscow's concern that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Over, you're going too fast or too slow. Depends on what you're driving. How much premium petrol do you have in the tank? A lot. Man, it just keeps going up in price. Yeah, it seems like it's gone down, but not a lot. But one thing about it, when you put petrol in the fuel tank, you can enjoy one thing. Alex, let's do it.
Radio play that forgotten song.
That's right. That radio can play that forgotten song, and you can sit back and enjoy it. Get smiles per mile, my friends. Do it. Let's do it. Well, parents, listen up. All parents calling all parents calling all parents. Listen up. You can't get one of these, but your child can. What is it? Well, look at there. Dodge. They debuted the Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. Only available for kids. This is no joke. This is truth. Why? Well, I hate to tell you this, parents. We, you and I, we can't not fit in the seat on this bad boy. Why? Well, because it is. Let's go on here. Yes, it's a concept. It's coming to Walmarts near you. I'm going to have to grab one of these just for a collector's item and hang it up on the wall. What is it? Well, it's for muscle car enthusiasts. It's an electric Challenger SRT Hellcat that you can get, like I say, at Walmart. It's one of those little electric cars you plug in and charge. And the kid, it's for kids. It's a one-seater. Yep. It's the automaker said, we need something for kids. So the kids aged between 3 and 5 years old can reach the pedals. They can, on the top, it's a convertible, as you know. You've got to have the child sitting above and out of the top of this car. But it's got active LED headlights. It's battery-powered ride-on toy. Comes with a push-button ignition. Oh, yeah. A USB and an MP3 interface. It has four-wheel independent suspension tires. Reaches, now, you know. Oh, yeah, you want to know what the top speed of this bad boy electric kids-only Challenger SRT Hellcat? You sitting down? Seatbelt fastened? The top speed of this bad boy is 2.8 miles per hour. Yep. Well, that's under the hood. And it has a 12-volt battery. It produces 0.1 horsepower. Yep. Due to the toy's weight limit being 66 pounds, adults, well, you aren't, unfortunately, sorry, but is there any adults that's only 66 pounds? Sorry, you can't fit in it. Can't sit in it. Sorry about that. Yep. The adult-sized dog challenger, though, meanwhile, is an SRT Hellcat. It comes with some adult-sized specs like a supercharged 6.2-liter V8 engine capable of 717 horsepower. So regardless if you're driving with your or walking next to your child at 2.8 miles an hour in the miniature muscle car, you're surely both of you will be the coolest kid on the block. Oh, yeah. I know, you're yelling at the radio right now, or your device that you're listening to me on. I know. How much? How much? Okay, here's the price. $209.99. You can buy one of these Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcats that go 2.8 miles an hour for your child or you. I was thinking maybe buying two of them, one for the right foot and one for the left foot, and put tying them together somehow so I can go on down the street and have some good-looking roller skates. Why not? Whew, man, $400, what would that be? $210 times. That's $410, and I got myself a good pair of Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat roller skates. 2.8 miles an hour. Wouldn't that be something to see? Anyway, yeah, hey, there it is. We got to get your kids involved, too. That's what it's all about. The love affair for the automobiles, let's get them started now. At 5 and 6 years old, like I have with my grandkids, the twin boys we have, they've got their electric cars here, yes. Their brother, I'm going to have to find him one. Uh-oh. Maybe this is the one. Yep. Anyway, it is the season that, in fact, we are all, well, you're picking pumpkins, and we've got to be careful out there, my friends. Why? Because over 70 vehicles were destroyed in a farm fire. Yep, a pumpkin getting, you know, pumpkin patch. Yep, where you and I go to maybe take the grandkids and the kids to pick a pumpkin. Well, a pumpkin patch at the Texas farm, actually, went up in flames. And it basically destroyed, with fire, 73 parked vehicles. The vehicles that were parked there to pick a pumpkin. The Robinson Family Farm in Tempe, Texas. It was around 1 p.m. Saturday that this happened. It's pretty sad. No one got hurt. That's the best part of it all. But what caused it? Well, according to the Bell County Fire Marshal, he said that one simple little thing started it all that destroyed 73 cars. A cigarette in that field. A cigarette was dropped, and that's all she wrote. 73 cars were destroyed. So be careful out there, please do. Make sure that when you are smoking that it's out. It's a fire. Put it out. We all want our cars safe. We all want our kids, our family safe. And we all want to come home with a nice-looking pumpkin. Absolutely. Do you have your pumpkins yet? How do you carve yours? You know, the pumpkins we have around the Mark Evans' place is all about car stuff. Auto World. Coming up on the next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Well, the Auto World little car fact has something to do with a circular radiator. How would you like to be sitting around a radiator that's wrapped around you? I wouldn't. Not. But right now, it is time now to go back into the email bag because I've got a ton of them to get to. There's one. Oh, I dropped it. There it is. And by the way, we've got a lot of them in there. Eddie's saying you better get answering. You've got to help a lot of people. And I want to thank you. I salute you. I want to help all of you. And as we grow, I want to help even more. So, again, a little shout out to all of you for emailing or calling your local station and saying you want more of Auto World. Appreciate that. And spread it out if you have relatives or friends in another state or a city and you've got them listening on GCNLive.com. There's nothing wrong with that. Or listening on an app. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that by any means. But I'd love to be on the stations throughout our country, coast to coast, and keep growing. You know, that's what it's all about. Okay, this one I can read. Let's go for it here. Auto World, listen to you every week. Enjoy your show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. First-time emailer, long-time listener. Need your help? Well, thank you, by the way, for being a long-time listener. Need your help on a decision. Okay. Keep, sell, or fix? Question mark. I drive a 1993 Chevy Suburban, purchased it new. Wow. Back in the day, have had no problems with it, just normal stuff, battery, brakes, shocks. Now she is having problems, oil leaks, missing, shifting funny. So, Mark, what do you think? Keep it, sell it, or fix it? Thanks for everything. Doug and Helen, listening on KAVB. Well, let's do a shout-out. Oh, hey, this is a special treat. I'm not... Awesome. If I'm not mistaken, I've never had anyone email me from KAVB. And let's do a shout-out. KAVB, 98.7 FM, Hawthorne, Nevada, and everyone around. Hey, good to have you folks there. Thanks, Doug and Helen, for emailing. Appreciate it. One of our great Auto World affiliate families there, KAVB, 98.7 FM. We're going to take a little short break here, and Doug and Helen... We're going to fix that 93 Chevy Suburban. I actually owned one of those back in the day. Drove it for many, many miles. I'll share all that with you when we come back. And looking forward to A Word with Mark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Cleanest hands on the planet right there, working at the car wash. You know, if you mix a little bit of engine oil, transmission oil, a little brake fluid, why not a little bit of differential oil while you're right there, and then put a splash of windshield washing fluid on there, and you've got yourself a recipe for a beautiful-looking cake. And that cake is under the hood, that is, and you're driving it. Good to have you along. Welcome back to Auto World. We're helping Doug and Helen. They're listening to us on KAVB 98.7 FM in Hawthorne, Nevada, and got a little 93 Chevy Suburban. They purchased it new, and now they're having some big problems, missing, shifting funny and all. And Doug and Helen, absolutely appreciate you emailing us, and thanks for tuning in. Got oil leaks now, of course, too. Now, absolutely, and you're asking, basically, should you keep it, sell it, or fix it? You know, well, here's the thing I look at. First off, the Chevy Suburban is how many pennies today? A lot. I'm talking, I think a brand new Suburban is out there at, what, 75, 80,000? So let's go back in time, and they're such a hot item that, in fact, the used ones are getting good numbers, too. Good, great family vehicle. And absolutely, my son's actually looking for one. My daughter has one, you know. That's how they were raised, with Suburbans. I had a 93. It was a great vehicle. 400 and some thousand miles on it, Doug and Helen. So I don't know what kind of numbers you have on yours, but, you know, and I kept that clean inside and out, 400 plus thousand miles. And I just, you know, the kids are gone, raised. I don't need the big bus anymore, so I sold it. And when I sold it to a family. And, yeah, I did get some pretty good money for it, but it was one of those. They wanted it because it was basically a pat on my back. They said, well, you're a good mechanic, and you got it all fixed and done. I don't have to worry about it. I want it. We want to buy it from you. So I sold it. So what you have to do here is say, do we want and need the big bus, the big, you know, Suburban bus? If it works for utility, keep it. It's a utility vehicle. It means that, you know, if it works for what you folks use it for, let's just keep it and fix it. It's well worth it. It's a vehicle that's holding its own in value and going up. People want them. All of us, we want them. And so that 93, that was the year right before, I think 94, they changed the look, the style on the front. But pretty much the drivetrain frame and all that's the same. The old 350, et cetera, in there. But the whole thing is if you sell it with problems, you know, yeah, you'll get some pretty good money for it, but are you looking at just getting rid of it, not wanting to put any money in it, save your money to put that money on another style of vehicle because you do not need the three-seat Suburban bus? That's all I'm saying. So if you want and still need that room and the towing capacity and the room that's in there, and they get pretty good mileage, truthfully, for as big as they are. I mean, I remember getting 15 up to max of 17 on mine. So with that, you know, again, if it works for the utility, for you to... you know, going around how you live and how you drive, keep it, fix it, and go for it, you know, and leave it in your family. But if it's too big, we need something with 20 5 miles of a gallon. Mark, we'd rather spend the money that we're spending on this repair on a and take it and put it over on a sports car or something like that because we don't need to haul the kids anymore. Do like I did and just sell it. Be done. So, hey, Doug, Helen, appreciate it. Send me an email address back, and I will send you a little gift packet. A little gift bag there that's got, I've got a Suburban, really neat Suburban coin I'm going to send you with. Of course, the wash drops, the Meguiar's Endurance for tires, and Meguiar's Wax. I've got some Mother's Detail cream in there that you'll love. Also, Solution Finish. There's a bunch of detail. It's all about cleaning your car inside and out. Go into the car wash, so you're going to have to do it yourself anyway. I should start putting in some wash mitts in there, too, truthfully, because it's make sure you folks use a terry cloth type drying towel when you're drying, because if you do not, and this has all been proven under a microscope, you're going to scratch the living daylights out of your paint. And I don't really care what color it is. You're just scratching it. It's all been proven underneath the black paint on a car. So, and also, too, another good way, if you don't want and do not have a terry cloth towel, the easy way is you don't have to spend a lot of money. How many of you out there, raise your arm with the hand on the end of it, wave to me, I have a leaf blower? Oh, quite a few of you. You got a powerless one, battery operated, of course, with no electrical cord. Some of you have electrical cord one. That's okay. Take that leaf blower, which you're now using in this time of year, with leaves falling all over the place, and use that to dry your car off. Yeah. Yeah. Use it. Just blow the water right off of there. That's what the working at the car wash, big, huge blower dryer does. No towel needed. And besides that, another little Auto World tip before the garage door goes down here, that you do not want any of those leaves in that grill work underneath your windshield. Yeah, open your hood. How many leaves you got there on that grill work right now? Because they're falling from the trees. That's where the air intake is for your heater, to suck air in from the outside in. You do not want to suck those dry leaves in. They'll break up, go in there, crumble up, suck up to your heater core, and also your air conditioning evaporators right there next to the heater core. It'll suck it up, pollute it with sewage, and you're going to have a leaky radiator later. So, thanks. Hey there, Doug and Helen. Carried a little too far, but that's all right. That's what it's all about. Send me an address back, Doug and Helen, there from listening in Hawthorne, Nevada, and I'll get you a gift packet out. It is time now, before the garage door goes down. Oh, we're getting out of time. The Hotchkiss AL 1922 is the Auto World Little Car Fact. That's right, the 1921 Hotchkiss. It was a France sports car with a circular radiator. Hotchkiss moved to France, where he opened a factory at Saint-Denis near Paris. I'm probably butchering the name there, but it was in Paris in 1875, following orders from he was making basically ammunition in the 1890s, caused the factory to start making components for the automobile industry and not ammunition. And in 1903, he produced its first motor car with a circular radiator and hood and cross cannon on its badge. By 1914, Hotchkiss cars were being sold in 16 countries. Yep. Well, the overhead valve, four-cylinder engine is what it had. It had a top speed of 65 miles an hour. It was a water-cooled, of course, with a radiator, circular style. Overhead valve, four-cylinder. The displacement was, you ready for this, 3.97 liter was it. Power rating, woo! I think that little Dodge Hellcat had more power, 60 horsepower. Transmission was a four-speed manual. Front suspension, oh yeah, leaf spring, rear suspension. Cantilever leaf spring with two-wheel drum brakes. That was it, two-wheel drum brakes. So it didn't have a lot of braking power, but the 1921, it went all the way to 1923, the AL 1922 Hotchkiss, a France sports car. Beautiful-looking car with the open fenders and, of course, the big, huge wheels, black spoke wheels on it. Now it's time for, huh? What?
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is radar. Do you have radar? Radar, yes, in your car, truck, for speed, to look out in forward gear in front of you to find out if you might get in trouble with you-know-who, the law. What about radar for your maintenance? Come on, radar it out and see what you might need before it breaks. Preventive maintenance. Radar in your life. Look out. Fix it before life breaks. Marriage, health, communications with kids and grandkids. Radar. Stay ahead of everything. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.